Pastor David Walker.
I know we like our 1-2 songs. Come on, Pastor, let's get the program rolling. Now, we done sung our 2 songs. Let's keep it going. But I tell you, glory to God, it's good to give God praise. It's good to throw our program out the window and let God be God. Hallelujah. Because he is the strength of our life. Amen. I believe with all my heart the world needs to know that we love God by more than what we say, but glory to God. We should get in the presence of God so strong that the presence of God is on us. Amen. That we are manifesting the presence of God. Amen. I remember me and Veronica went to a meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a faith convention. And when we got on the airplane to go home, we were sitting next to a man. He had been drinking. He was a little drunk. And we were a little drunk. He told us, he said, man, y'all got something on y'all. He said, y'all got something on y'all. We said, sir, it's the presence of God. He said, I got something on me too. I'm telling you, his presence is tangible. It's tangible. And just like you get in a smoke-filled room and smoke get on you, you get in an atmosphere where praise and worship and the praises of God are going up, glory to God, he going to get on you.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know,
hallelujah.
Don't get mad at me.
Yes.
But see, I lost my sedidity-ness a long time ago. Look it up. I lost being cute. I don't care. The president could be in here.
Amen.
I'm going to praise him.
Amen.
I'm going to give him glory.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because what he has done for me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, let me put it. I'm not inferior to no man.
Amen.
God did what he did in my life.
Yes.
And I don't owe nobody an apology.
Amen.
For worshiping him.
Amen.
For praising him.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, oh, that men would praise God, would magnify him. That's what it's about. Glory to God. I need him every day, every moment of my life.
Amen.
And when we come to that reality as believers, see, the world has come to that. They don't care. That's why they're doing whatever. And trying to force it down our throat. But we won't be cute. Oh, you know. No. I am who I am.
Amen.
And guess what? I know who I am.
Amen.
So you just can't. You got to know who you are.
Amen.
I'm not talking about no head knowledge. You have to know who you are by revelation.
Amen.
I am a son of God.
Amen.
I am born of God's Spirit.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
See, the day is coming when you're going to have to know this like I'm talking about.
Amen.
In fact, the day is now.
Amen.
That you're going to have to know God in a personal and intimate way.
Amen.
Oh, come on.
Hallelujah.
As a believer, oh, guess what? I'm preaching already. Now, y'all know it's not the way it's supposed to go, but I'm preaching already. You got to know him like that.
Amen.
This have to become personal for you.
Yes.
If everybody, I'm talking about everybody in your family walk away, will you stay with God?
Amen.
Will you go with God?
Yes.
Do you know him like that?
Yes.
That's the way God wants you and I to know him.
Amen.
Personally and intimately.
Amen.
Personally and intimately. That's the way he wants us to know him.
Amen.
And we only get to know him like that.
Yes.
Through his word, through fellowship, through prayer, through praise and worship. Intimacy is important in your relationship with God.
Amen.
You got to make the time. You got to find the time. You gotta get past the 1 or 2 songs and just say, you know what? I'm gonna worship God.
Amen.
If they shout till 12 o'clock, I'm gonna shout.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But I know how it is. We don't want, you know. I guess, you know, I don't have to worry about sweating it out. I just don't have to worry about it. But I'm telling you, it's magnifying him. It's giving him the highest praise. Glory to God. You know, coming up as a little boy, it was no music. It was just hand clapping, stomp footing, and tambourine. And you know, I remember when we got a snare drum. And a bass drum. No, that's what it was. It was a bass drum first. That's that boom, boom. That's right. That's the bass drum. Yeah, that's what we got. But now, we have access. We have access. God is steady. And I'm telling you, we have access. Unlimited access. And you mean to tell me we're not going to take full advantage of that? And guess what? We have so much. We have been blessed with so much. Why not use that to glorify our Father?
Hallelujah.
To glorify God. Because truly, y'all, that's what life is about. That's what life is about. Life is all about him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just believe with all my heart that as the body of Christ, it's time for us to step up and be everything that God has called us to be.
Amen.
In our homes, in our communities, in our workplace,
Amen.
It's time that the world know who we are. I believe that we are the best kept secret in the workplace.
Amen.
And it should not be.
Yes.
The Bible talks about you and I telling of his goodness.
Amen.
And you know, we tell our children. I hope we do. But man, what about telling some ungodly people about the goodness of your God?
Yes. That's right.
What about telling some neighbors about the goodness of God?
Amen.
I'm just telling you, you cannot magnify God and talk about God and he don't expand in your life personally.
That's right.
Oh, come on now.
Amen.
That's right. You cannot do it. He will expand in your life. Amen. So, glory to God. Let's get our Bibles in our hand. I done preached 10 minutes already. I know it's Thanksgiving weekend. This has been such a wonderful weekend for us.
Amen.
I said it's been a wonderful weekend.
Amen.
I thank God for the beautiful weather that we've had here.
Amen.
You know, I'm just thankful for the weather. I'm thankful for all my family being here.
Amen.
All 12 of our children. All 11 of our grandkids.
Amen.
Man, you're talking about an awesome, awesome thing to see. It's an awesome thing. I know some of y'all saying, what though? Yeah, yeah. It's God.
Amen.
It's his grace.
Yes.
And it's been a wonderful weekend. We just had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Amen.
You know, for all us to come together and fellowship, then, you know, it's Thanksgiving. And Veronica and I got blessed at Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Man, look, I don't want to run around here. But we got blessed.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you, y'all know in March of 2000, yeah, get y'all Bibles down. I'm sorry. I'm just full. Look, in March of 2017, We're going to be married 40 years.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 40 years. We'll be married 40 years. You know? Now, you know. And one of the things that we said that we would like to do, that we wanted to do, that we are going to do, is go on an Alaskan cruise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, do you know?
Amen.
I say, do you know?
Amen.
That God graced us.
Amen.
With an all-expense-paid trip.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, see y'all. All right, all right, all right.
Hallelujah.
See, y'all won't act like that's everyday stuff.
Hallelujah.
You know, you all want, you just celebrate with, be happy for,
amen.
Be happy for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It was God. It was God.
Yes.
I had no clue. Now y'all got to know, I like being in the know. You know, I was very upset. A few people, you know, I mean, nobody gave me not a hint, not a clue. So I'm wondering, what's going on here? This is Thanksgiving. What are y'all doing here? But God is so good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And y'all got to know, see, I'm famous. I'm famous for opening my mouth and inserting my foot. I'm going to. What y'all doing? Come on, I want to turn, you know. I'm going to say something before the time. But I thank God I'm getting better with that.
Amen.
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 But if I'm telling you, all expenses paid, you know, y'all ever get them coupons or a phone call, and they tell you you got an all expense paid trip to Hawaii. But you got to pay the flight to get there. But see, all.
All.
And see, it's the goodness of God.
Amen.
That's the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful. In fact, I'll say we are thankful.
Hallelujah.
You know. When your children do that,
yes.
Like what in the world?
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I'm just honored. I'm thankful to God because it's the kind of things that God want to do.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
And as the body of Christ, I want you to expect the goodness of God.
Amen. Amen.
In your life.
Yes.
In all that you do.
Yes.
Let's stop. Let's stop expecting just little things.
That's
let's
right.
Let's expect great things from our God.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
He can do more than pay our rent.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
And so it's us learning his ways and doing it his way.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's get our Bible in our hands. I'm 20 minutes in.
All right, that's all right. Hallelujah.
Say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
I am what it says I have.
I can do.
I can do.
What it says I can do.
What it says I can do.
This morning. I will be taught.
I will be taught.
The word of God.
The word of God.
And I boldly say.
And I boldly say.
My mind is alert.
My mind is alert.
My heart is receptive.
My heart is receptive.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you.
That I am a hearer and a doer
of the word.
And after hearing the word,
today
I declare with my mouth that I'll never
be the same.
I'll never
be the same.
Favor,
increase,
and promotion
is in my life
now.
I'll never be the same
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you would turn in your Bibles with me to Jude, J-U-D-E, it's amazing. It's something about this text that it especially around this time of the year, it always seemed to come back to me It's one that I believe, as the body of Christ, we have to really, really, really go after. We have to really go after this particular text, because there is such a divide. There's such a so many things going on in the world, and they're trying to draw you and I into that, and we cannot let them draw us into that.
Amen.
See, we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says members in particular. We are the body of Christ. And we must understand who we are.
Amen.
And whose we are.
Yes.
And we must get a revelation of that. Regardless of what's going on in the world, glory to God, we have to know who we are.
Yes.
Because you see, we cannot lead properly if we don't know who we are.
That's right.
If we are not secure in our relationship with God.
Yes.
In our understanding of his word. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right, but the end of that way is death.
Yes.
Is destruction. That there is a way that seemeth right. And so, as members in the body of Christ, we must understand the importance of being connected to the vine.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. But that connection is so important. That's why knowing him personally and intimately is so important.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible said concerning Moses and the children of Israel, he said Moses knew his ways, but the children of Israel knew his acts.
Yes.
See, we want to know the ways of God.
Amen. Yes.
And that's only going to come through us seeking God and this relationship being more personal.
Amen.
This personal relationship that God desires with every believer, say every believer.
Every believer.
It's just that, it's personal.
Amen.
And you have to make a quality decision that you are going to go after God with all your heart.
Amen.
Now listen to me. You cannot. See, too many people want to say, you know, I tried that. I mean, I tried that. I was seeking God. I was fasting and I was praying. And I was seeking God and I was praying. And just nothing happened. Well, why did you stop?
Amen.
Who told you to stop?
Yes, right.
Who told you to back off?
Amen.
He said, when you seek me, you will find me.
Yes.
When you have sought me with all of your heart.
Yes. Yes.
See, God wants all of you.
Amen.
And you know, that's why we cannot. Don't ever, see, don't try to gauge or dictate how a service should go if you are saying, God, have your way.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Because the service that we render, it should be unto him.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
If we, you know, it's not our agenda then.
Yes.
It's what he want to do.
Amen.
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 And you know, whatever he want to do, I'm going to be happy with it.
Amen.
You know, even if I don't get to say a preach word, don't preach anything, I'm going to be happy with God does.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
What God does, glory to God, that's where the victory is.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Where the breakthroughs are.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What the people of God need.
Amen.
How many of y'all know he know what we need?
Amen.
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 The Bible says in Jude, It says in the third verse, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all, delivered to the saints." The faith that was delivered to the saints. The King James Version say we should earnestly contend for the faith that was delivered unto us. It does not matter what's going on in this world.
That's right.
You have to know who God is for yourself.
Amen.
One of the things, it's Family Sunday. One of the things we as parents, being raised in a church, and I mean literally raised in a church. One of the things that I guess was surprised me the most about myself was I was in the church, but I did not know Jesus. I was a part of the church, but I did not know him personally, and I did not know him intimately. And one of the things that happened, you know, when God began to draw me to him, to himself, one of the things that happened was when I came to church, I knew exactly what to do. When they started singing, I remembered the songs. I would just clap. I would dance. I would participate. Because that's what we did. We had church. I would even start songs. I remember the first song I started. Because, you know, back then we used to have, it was freestyle. Glory to God, it was freestyle. Somebody would get up, they'd say, "Let's have testimony service." And that person would open it up, and my God, sometimes, you know, you better have your praise leader. Because sometimes the people just didn't feel like singing. Or they didn't know what song to break out with. Sometimes they would break out with a song like, "I'm going through." I'm going through. You know. And before you know it, everybody, the whole congregation going through and fell on everybody. So we had freestyle church. And I remember when I first got saved, March 17, 1979, about 10 o'clock p.m. on a Saturday night, with two special cigarettes in my top pocket. They were special because they didn't have no filter on them, and I had plans for them right after church. But I just got saved that night. So I knew what to do because I was raised in church. My first song that I started was "Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, Since I Laid My Burden Down." Hadn't been saved a week. Tell me, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden. Because it was just a song for me. I said it was just a song for me. Amen. That's what it was. But one thing I did do, and I will encourage you to do, I began to seek God with all my heart.
Amen.
I began to say words like, "Lord, I want to know you.
Yes.
I want to know you personally.
Yeah.
I want to know you for myself.
Yes.
I want to know you like Paul said he want to know you in Philippians.
Yes.
In the power of your resurrection."
Yes.
See, you have to want to know God like that.
Amen.
And see, when you hungry and thirsty for him, see, God will show up.
Yes.
and give you a revelation that he is real, that he is alive, that you can be touched with the feelings. You can, he can be touched with the feelings of your infirmities. Amen. That's the way God wants us to know him. Not an outer court, but a holy of holies.
Amen.
Say intimacy.
Intimacy.
Sometimes, y'all, we are looking in the wrong places for intimacy. When you get to know God, when you open up your heart to him, I'm telling you, he will fulfill the desires of your heart. Amen.
Amen.
And it's allowing him. All we got to do is ask.
Amen.
It's not deep.
Yes.
I said it's not deep.
Amen.
Ask. Seek.
Yes.
And knock. That's what we have to do. Can I tell you? We can never come to a point in God that we have arrived.
Amen.
And I believe, this is what I believe as a pastor, as a man of God. I believe that's the mistake that we make in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
We get just enough God that we can feel like we can just go.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose that zeal to seek.
Yeah.
That fire to go after him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That burning desire to know him more. Because I believe that's what we're going to need in these last days.
Amen.
So we are to earnestly contend for this faith.
Yes.
We are to not just be saved, satisfied, happy. No, glory to God. Lord, I want to know you.
Yes.
Lord, I'm still reading my Bible.
Yes.
I'm still seeking your face.
Yes.
Thank you for all that you've done.
Yes.
But I still want to know you.
Yes.
I want more of you. Is there anybody hungry for God?
Amen.
That's what he desires. It says in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me and I will answer thee and I will show thee great and mighty things that you didn't even know nothing about.
Yeah.
That's personal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I say that's personal.
Amen.
We have to stop allowing the outside to infect the inside.
Yes.
The inside, what should be influencing what's happening on the outside.
Amen.
You and I, being in Christ, following the word of God, the principles of God, in every area we should be leading.
Amen.
We should be dominating.
Amen.
Every area.
Amen.
Because God said this here. See, he said he's going to bless what our hands find to do.
Yes.
So that means if we go in the workplace,
yes,
we're going to go there working hard.
Yes.
We're going to go there doing the things that we're supposed to be doing,
yes,
not getting with the complaining committee.
Amen.
Or there's a complaining committee in every workplace.
Yeah, yeah.
They beg God for the job. They really wanted the job. But right after that, ooh, this job, they want too much. They want too much. I didn't know I was going to have to be shampooing heads. That's what you was hired for.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. See, and so we have to take this faith everywhere we go.
Amen.
We don't get to the workplace and leave this faith at home or at the church.
That's right. Amen.
Everywhere we go, I represent the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why I have to know who I am.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now let's go to Genesis. I got to put a family scripture. It's Family Sunday. I just have to do it. Genesis. But earnestly, earnestly, go for God. Use your faith. Use your faith to do more than acquire stuff.
Amen. Amen.
Use your faith to heal relationships.
Amen.
Use your faith. To go further in God than you've ever been before. It's how we use our faith. Can tell your neighbor, there's so much more.
There's so much more.
And I'm not talking about stuff.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
What God is going to do. I say, what are you going to do? All right, ushers. Ushers. 18th chapter. Genesis. That's, we used to put Darren out the church. They didn't. It's not because it's my family. It didn't matter. They still put us out. They would come tap me on my shoulder. I used to know it when it was coming. I would be trying my best. Darren would promise me he was going to be good. Get in that for you. He was the best little boy. He would see, because that's the first church we went to where you know they would come get you. See, they didn't come get you. You know when they would just let you cut up and you know interrupt everything and it just didn't matter. But at this church, I knew what that meant. You don't have to go home, but you got to take your child. Amen. And y'all, and let me tell you what. Guess what? We didn't lead a church.
That's right.
We understood.
That's right. Amen.
Children are going to be children.
That's right.
We can't, you know. We,
absolutely.
And we getting that far? Yes, that's where Darren wanted to be. He didn't want to be an illo. He just would get just as happy. Yeah. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? What was God about to do? If you know anything about this particular story, God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Their sin had came up before him. I want y'all to know that God still deals with sin.
Yes, he does.
I know we are under grace, but we still have to live right.
Amen.
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 He said, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do, seeing that who?
Abraham
shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
Yes.
Well, listen at that. Listen at that word, God say. All the nations of the earth are going to be blessed in Abraham. Y'all see that?
Yes.
Look what he say. For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him. To do what? To keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice. To keep the way of the Lord. Y'all know we went over that scripture earlier. There is a way that seemeth right. Well, I want you to know as the body of Christ, there is still the way of the Lord. And we must understand and we must follow the way of the Lord. We can't do it like everybody else do it. The Bible says this, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, how?
By the renewing
of what? What has to be renewed?
Our mind.
And so that's what we have to, it's the renewing of the mind to think like God thinks. It's doing it God's way.
Amen.
See, Abraham had to follow God's way.
Yes.
Not just doing life the way the world does it, but knowing that God has a way.
Amen.
And putting God in his ways first will cause you to excel in this life.
Amen.
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 I said amen.
Amen.
Now, I said that the Lord wants us to know him in a personal way. Didn't I say that?
Yes.
Not only does God wants us to know him in a personal way, God wants husbands and wives to know each other in a personal way.
Amen.
They should always be built, should be working on building their personal relationship with each other. And their personal relationship with God.
Amen.
Husbands, wives, should always be growing closer. So that means that they have to put time in.
Amen.
Is that right? From a family standpoint, there is nothing more powerful than unity,
amen,
than agreement.
Amen.
Can I say?
Amen.
Can I say there is nothing more powerful,
amen,
in the body of Christ when we learn to walk in unity?
Amen.
Psalm 112. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 112. Eli. See, when you believe in God for all these babies, I know nobody don't want to have too many children today. But I'm telling you, children are still very important.
Amen.
I don't believe it's a child issue. I think it's a training issue.
It is.
Psalm 112, verse number 1. Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be
blessed.
They themselves will be wealthy and their good deeds will last. How long are they going to last? How long are they going to last? God wants you and I to walk in generation to generation blessings.
Amen.
Every generation of the family of believers should get stronger in God.
Amen.
Not less God, more God.
Yes.
Every generation. Every generation. Because the Bible says the path of the righteous is as the light of day, it shines brighter. Why? More revelation knowledge. More information. More to work from. More tools to work with. And so, as never before, it is time for us to dominate in the world by using God's principles and God's ways. Amen. What we have to do? We have to put him first in our lives. Put Jesus first in our lives. As husbands and wives, as parents, we have to be an example of a believer. Amen. We have to be the example. We have to be what we want to see in our children. Yes. See, I have to be an example.
I have to be an example.
Then I have to, not only do I have to be an example, I in my own home, we should talk about Christ.
Amen.
We shouldn't just hear about Christ when we get to church.
Amen.
We should talk about Christ at home.
Amen.
At the table.
Amen.
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 Then, as parents, see, I believe our children should learn things from us.
Amen.
Not from the television.
Yes.
Not from the streets.
Amen.
I believe we are the ones to inform them.
Amen.
To instruct them.
Yes.
In the things of God. Amen. But you know what? Why that's hard? It's hard only if we don't know him ourselves.
Amen.
That's why it's so important that we get to know him. Amen.
Amen.
Can I say this to you? We are to make family a priority.
Amen.
Make it a priority.
Amen.
To have family time.
Yes.
To have quality time.
Yes.
Make it a priority. Say, to know him.
To know him.
We should be the ones that teach the Bible.
Amen.
One of the things that we try to do with our children is to teach them what the new birth was. It's personal. It's a relationship with God. Am I right?
Amen.
And it's not coming to where we have arrived. It's steadily seeking him.
Amen.
Going after him with all our hearts.
Yes.
I believe that as families, we have to be connected to the church.
Amen.
There has to be a connection. The Bible says this, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he shall not depart from it.
Amen.
Y'all, I believe as parents, if we instill the right things in our children, we're not going to have to worry about them going after strange gods.
Amen.
Coming home telling you, I don't think God exists. I don't know if I'm a man or if I'm a woman.
My God.
These things have to be taught and learned at home.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we're living in a day where if we are not training our children, if we are not training our family, the television and the world will. Amen?
Amen.
I want to say this to you. Encourage your children to have godly influences in their life. Encourage them. And may I say, the best godly influence in their lives should be you, the parent.
Amen.
That's why it's so important that we are not one way at church and then another person at home.
Amen.
We should live what we preach about.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
I say we should live it.
Amen.
Something else we should do. We should pray with our family.
Amen.
And you know, one of the things we did with our children, I thank God, we were very involved in their lives.
Amen.
I used to get out there and play basketball with the boys.
Amen.
We would compete. I mean, you know, it wasn't at that time, it didn't matter I was daddy. It was about who was gonna win. I remember one of my sons clipped me. I hit my elbow on the ground so hard, my hand went numb. I jump up from there and said, "Boy, you did that on purpose?" I'm so glad he had the right answer. Because, you see, that happens in family.
Amen.
But you can't be mad about that forever.
Amen.
You got to let it go.
Amen.
We were having fun.
Yes.
And see, you got to make an opportunity. See, that's why I like bringing all the children by our house. Why? Because I knew what we were going to be doing there.
Amen.
Sometimes we have our children going places we don't have no idea what's going to be going on there.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
See, I wanted to know what they were doing. And when I left them places, we left them with instructions.
Yeah, right.
It's a full-time job being a parent.
Yeah.
Family is a full-time job.
Amen.
And y'all, with all of the things that's going on, I'm telling you, make family time.
That's right.
Gather. Meet, talk, share, share hearts.
Amen.
Don't become too busy for each other.
Amen.
Don't become too busy about the Father's business.
That's right.
That you're not taking care of your business.
Amen.
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 I'm closing. Share your faith. Can I say this? Share your faith.
Yes.
Not just with your children.
Amen.
Share your faith.
Yes,
right. Earnestly contend for your faith.
Amen.
But let your children know why you believe what you believe.
Yes.
Show them in the Word what the Bible says.
Amen.
When they have questions, don't run them away. Trying to answer the questions.
That's right. Amen.
I believe children learn best at home.
Amen.
I believe they want to know what we think.
Amen.
So many times we're not taking that time, that quality time, to share with them.
Amen.
What's really, really, really life's about. Can I tell y'all? It's not about stuff. It's about a personal relationship.
Amen.
With Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And the sooner we get that relationship going in our families, I believe the stronger families we're going to have.
Amen.
There's only one thing that's going to change America. It's going to change, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I told y'all, it don't matter. It don't matter who the president is.
That's right.
Until we start sharing our faith, getting people saved, getting people to follow Christ,
Amen.
People will drift, they will wander, they will do what they do. Because the Bible said, because of iniquity, the love of many gonna wax cold.
That's right.
The Bible said things will get worse and worse. So we have a responsibility. I believe we should be leaders. Share our faith. Share our hearts. Tell of the goodness of God. Let people know that God is a good God. And He is the reason that I'm blessed. And you know what? Some friends, you're going to lose. But it's okay. I said it's okay. That's why you have to know who you are. God will send the right people in your life. Amen. So love your family. This has been a wonderful weekend for us. Not just because of the cruise, but because the time we had together as a family.
Amen.
Us coming together, eating, fellowshipping. Nobody throwing bottles at each other, cussing each other out.
Yes.
Nobody
Amen.
Pulling out
Amen.
Knives, guns.
Amen.
But a time of fellowship. Time of love.
Amen.
Family time is valuable time.
Amen.
Contend for your family.
Amen.
Contend for your family.
Amen.
Contend for a close family.
Amen.
Want family to work.
Yes.
I say want it to work. Can I say this to you? My final close. My final close. You know, a preacher get three closes. This is my final close. Does not matter where you are right now. You can have a great family.
That's right. Amen.
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 You have to know that.
Amen.
You have to know that.
Amen.
Too many people get stuck in a rut because of the past.
Yes.
The past is the past.
Yes.
You can, right now, today,
yes,
with a quality decision, you can change your family future,
Amen.
Your family tree.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
All right, give Jesus.